So today, Jesus talks about what is called the cost of discipleship, saying, which one of you wishing to construct a tower does not first sit down and calculate the cost? Or a king marching into battle, kind of sit down and decide whether with 10,000 troops, no, you're going to win or not. And whoever does not carry his cross and comes after me cannot be my disciple. If someone asked you, would you like to be in the best shape of your life and shed a couple pounds? What's your answer? Oh, yes, for sure, right? Most of us would say yes, huh? But does that yes come with a plan? Or are you aware of the costs? Are you aware of the sacrifices you have to make? If someone asks you, would you like to be a disciple of Jesus and would you like to go to heaven? What's the answer? Of course, yes. Yeah, I can't think of people who would say no, right? You would say yes, but does that yes come with a plan? Or are you aware of the costs? Are you aware of the sacrifices that you have to make to be a disciple? It's not so easy. And I would think many of us, if you're asked the question, are you a disciple of Jesus? Do you follow Jesus? We would say yes. No, we're committed. But we don't really have a plan, right? Now, can you imagine trying to get in shape with no regiment? You know, it's not going to work. Or constructing a building with no blueprint? That's called bankruptcy, right? Or go to war with no strategy? That's called suicide mission, right? Maybe you heard of this phrase, maybe you haven't, but I truly believe this. Having a goal without a plan is just wishful thinking. Many of us have goals, but do you have a plan, right? So the parents say, oh, you need to get good grades. I need you to get all A's, a 4.0, be a good student. That's a good goal, but do you have a plan to do that? Right? Many people say, oh, I want to be filthy rich. Oh, I want to be rich. You know, I make a lot of money. Okay. If that's what you want, that's a goal you have in your life. Do you have a plan to do that? No, I'm just sitting down in my couch watching football all day. Many of us have goals. We got no plan. Right? The goal is heaven. The goal is discipleship. But do we have a plan for that? I want to talk a little bit in secular terms, this concept of planning, of how we can better plan, organize our lives, and kind of relate it with discipleship here. You know, in my studies, USC, you know, I'm learning all kinds of interesting, you know, new things. But they did this study at FSU, Florida State University, talking about productivity. And raise your hand if you have like a to-do list. Some of you, or honey to-do list, or whatever, you know. Obviously, it's better to have a list of something than nothing, right? But this research from FSU tried to pinpoint just how effective are to-do lists. So they conducted the research, and, you know, they, you know, had people, you know, have the list, and after a while, see how many, you know, what percentage of the things that you wrote down on your to-do list did you actually complete? Right? And why don't you take a guess? What percentage of people in general, what percentage of the list, the items, do they actually complete on that to-do list? Okay? The research found that on average, 41% of the items on the to-do list never get completed. Right? And then you ask yourself, why? Why is that? Right? And like I said, obviously it's better to have a list than no list, right? Because you have some items to do, right? But here's a problem. You set up these goals for yourself. Well, I'm gonna take out the trash. I'm gonna, you know, mow the lawn. I'm gonna, you know, buy some gifts. Or I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. You write these things down, which is good, but you have no plan for it, right? So some suggestions, right, to a better percentage, better chance for you to actually complete these things is, number one, prioritize. If you got 10 things on the list, you know, write down number one, it's the hardest thing, and do that hardest thing first. Just like in the gospel, Jesus says, if anyone comes to me without hating his father, mother, children, wife, brother, sister, he's basically saying, who's your daddy? Who's your number one priority? It's me. It's God, right? So you have a to-do list. You have to prioritize, okay? Number one, two, three, four, five, what's more important? And focus on the one that's hardest to do first. And then you also have to, like, block out time. You don't just create a list for the sake of creating a list. You got to figure out time in your calendar to do these things. And if you can't do it, then reschedule it. These two things, if you can do it, you have a much better chance of being productive and organized. But now going back to Jesus, going back to our faith life here, what is the plan for discipleship? Is there a recipe for discipleship? If somebody asks you, how do I become a disciple? Well, just go to RCIA and learn something. We'll get you baptized. That's great. That's great. Now, what about afterwards? Most of us are already baptized. What's the plan for discipleship? What do you mean, Father? I'm already a disciple. I go to Mass 6 p.m. You know, I could be doing so many other things, but I'm here, right? Well, let me give you a recipe for discipleship. It kind of boils down to these four elements, right? And it's said in different words, different phrases, or different groups, or crucios, or marriage encounter, or life in the spirit seminar. All so many different organizations or ideas. But it basically boils down to four things. Discipleship. You can call it part of a discipleship wheel or four legs of a table, right? But four elements, which is, you know, worship, the Mass, service, prayer, and study, right? I want you to remember these four words, because these are the four key elements of basically being a disciple of Jesus. And I want you to think about, which of these four areas do I need to kind of work on, right? So worship is what you're doing right now, right? If there is one thing that's the most important thing as Christian, as Catholics, is the Sunday Mass, right? This is the source and summit of Christianity, right? Attending the Mass and participating. And also, number two is service, where, you know, we don't just come to Mass, but after Mass, you're called to live it out. This is the big church, and you got the little domestic church at your home, right? You listen to the Word of God, you're called to live it out, live out the Word of God. You receive the Eucharist, you're called to be Jesus outside of Mass. And then also prayer, right? Prayer does not have to be limited to just here at the church, right? Or prayer does not have to be limited to you praying as an individual, right? Because I say this a lot of times, that it's very interesting, and especially for couples where the wife and the husband are both Catholic, right? Don't you share things? You share a house together. You share, you know, finances together. You share the bedroom together. You know, you share the car together, right? Why don't you share your faith together? You have the same God. No, I do my own little prayer thing and you do your thing. No, why don't you pray together as a couple or as a family, right? And then the last part is study, right? Where, are you smart? Yes, everybody's smart, you know? And especially as adults, you know, you have so many smart people here who have so many advanced degrees and, you know, are experts in their own field and all these things, right? Okay. What about in terms of faith? Most of us have the education of a 7-year-old when it comes to faith. After First Communion, that's about it. Right? So you might know calculus and X, Y, Z, all these things. When it comes to faith, it's just about borderline 7-year-old. Addition and subtraction in the area of faith. Right? So think about in which area, right? Can you name these four areas? Number one, worship, the Sunday Mass. And number two, service. Number three, prayer. And number four, study. Think about which one of these areas do I have to work on? And this is the recipe, you know, to plan to be a better disciple of Jesus. And let me kind of give you some examples of what happens if you just focus on one, right? So, for example, if for some of you, Father, you got to talk about these things. Okay, whatever. But if I just go to Mass, Sunday Mass, that's pretty much like the minimum as Catholics, right? Can you imagine anything that you do in life, like football practice or basketball practice or violin practice? If you just practice 1 hour a week, can you get any better in anything in life? You work out 1 hour a week. Sounds ridiculous, right? I'm only going to practice 1 hour basketball a week, and I'm going to be Steph Curry. Really? Really? So just going to mass alone does not cut it, right? Yes, good for you. Kudos, right? You check, right? But that's not enough, right? That is not the level of discipleship that Jesus is calling us to, right? Or if you just focus on service, right? I know some people who are really, really dedicated, really, really great people. They're all about helping people, positivity, energy, and, you know, all these things. But not necessarily about prayer or Jesus, right? And, okay, I think it's nice to be of service to people, be a good Samaritan. I mean, we even have a good Samaritan hospital down there, right? But if all you're doing is serving people and helping people, but if all that is not in the name of Jesus, you've kind of missed the point. Because sooner or later, it's going to be about yourself. Okay? Or what about prayer, right? Well, we don't need to do all these other things. All I got to do is just pray, you know? And I know some like prayer warriors, right? Who just love to pray. And there's nothing wrong with prayer. Because prayer, you know, helps us to get closer to God. Helps us to understand God's will. Pray for those who are in need, right? But if you truly pray, like, you should listen to God. God should be telling you something. God should be telling you to do things, don't you think? God's not going to be like, I want you to just kneel and pray 24/7. I don't think that's what God has in plan in store for you, right? And in fact, there are some people where, you know, people are very pious. You know, they pray all day. You know, some people pray, you know, during and stay after Mass or pray before Mass, right? But whenever I ask some of these people, hey, sir, ma'am, do you think you can help us? Do you think you can help us be a lector or just greet people or maybe help us out with the St. Vincent de Paul? You know what most of them say? No. I'm busy praying. I mean, I don't want to, you know, take away from your prayer time, but I also believe that if you truly pray, that the Lord is calling you to some kind of action. Don't you think? Right? Or study, right? Where it's just... like I said, there's some people who are like super, super smart. Like I know a buddy of mine, I think he collects degrees like collecting Pokemon kind of deal. You know, like he's a PhD, MD, CPA, MBA. He might be in the NBA too, you know, right? Ridiculous, right? And he's like super smart and he's like all these companies and he's like doing research, right? But what he tells me is, Stephen, the more and more I study, the more and more I do research, the more and more I realize I don't have all the answers. The more and more I realize how humbled I am and how small I am as a person compared to this grand universe that we have. And the more and more I realize how mysterious things are in life. So if you are really, really smart, you understand the need for faith. Right? The balance is what we're seeking. We're seeking a balanced diet. Some of us don't like to eat the broccoli. Some of us, you just eat dessert all day. That's all you want. That's a recipe for disaster. That's diabetes when it happened, right? You know? What's a recipe? We all know what's a balanced diet, you know, in food. This is the balanced diet in our spiritual lives, to be a disciple of Jesus, right? And so I want you to think about during the course of the week, right? What is my calendar? What do I do? What am I to-do list? And include in my to-do list these things, the area of worship, the area of service, the area of prayer, the area of study. Put it in my calendar, right? Prioritize it and to seek a balance and to see which area do I need to grow to be a better disciple of Jesus.